are you?
Who are we?
UAW.
Student researchers with the SRU, the Student Researchers Union, rallied on the campus of UC Berkeley. The University of California has yet to officially recognize the new union that was formed in May. Union members are now demanding recognition or threatening to go on strike. SRU was created with support from the UAW, United Auto Workers, which represents other academic employees like postdoctorates and teaching assistants. The union is comprised of graduate students who are employed in campus laboratories, classrooms, and other roles supporting research across the 9 universities in the UC system. Its members are fighting for better wages, childcare benefits, and rent reductions, among other demands. Tonsil Chaudhary is a graduate student researcher, or GSR, working in the Material Science of Engineering department at UC Berkeley.
GSRs are sick of being treated like trash by the university. We're not given the basic respect any worker deserves, and as such, we need to fight for this union. We are all woefully underpaid. Almost everyone I know is rent burdened here, meaning that nearly 50% or more of their wages are going towards rent every month, which is not a sustainable way to live here. So higher wages is a big one. An independent grievance process is another big one. We'll be willing to fight for as long as it takes. Student researchers, faculty, lecturers, everybody is on our side.
The University of California is the largest employer in the state and one of the largest landlords as well. They hold considerable sway over local governments, with the power to control wages and housing costs for thousands of workers across California. The student researchers argue that their work benefits the university, which controls the patents, intellectual property, and any profit that may come from their research. Student researchers also help obtain national and state grants, a prominent source of income for their schools. Here's Raul Rodriguez, a postdoc in UC Berkeley's School of Optometry.
As a grad student, I was doing things like designing, managing, running my own experiments. I was also collecting, analyzing, presenting, and importantly, defending my results and my data to people. And this not only, you know, served my interest, but it actually helped the careers of my superiors, and it helps the reputation of my university. Despite bargaining demands that were supported by a majority of postdocs, the university is unwilling to negotiate.
Student researchers won the right to form a union in 2017 with the passage of SB 201, authored by State Senator Nancy Skinner. SRU now has the support of 30 members of California's congressional delegation, who are urging University of California President Michael Drake to recognize the union. If the union does not gain recognition, SRU announced they are voting to authorize a strike on November 8th. Sarah Arvison, a postdoc at UC Berkeley on the bargaining team for UAW Local 5810, says SRU is not alone in its fight. She called attention to the nationwide swell of union activity that some are referring to as Striketober.
More than 10,000 of our UAW union siblings at John Deere are on strike for living wages in the Midwest. Grad students at Harvard and HGSU UAW went out on strike yesterday. And if these universities, our university, doesn't recognize SRU and doesn't settle a fair contract with postdocs, we might see some Strikevember and Strikesember too.
SRU is currently 17,000 members strong, and if recognized, would become the largest academic union local in the country. Reporting from Berkeley for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.